Lord's Hill Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Respond to the passage that was just read as a confession and prepare your hearts for the word. We are a chosen generation. Church, and for those who don't know me, my name is Joyce Mensah, and I'm going to speak on 1 Peter 2:9, which has just been read, and we have confessed to God that we know who we are. So the title of this message is Chosen to Do Good Works. The Bible tells us that God called us in his righteousness to build us up and to make us his covenant people. He also qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints, or the sanctified, in the kingdom of light. This is an everlasting inheritance, which is said to be imperishable, unfaded, and not corrupted, because our citizenship originates from heaven. 1 Peter 2:9 therefore states, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare his praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is a high calling, which was conferred on us when God chose us in him before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. He fearfully and wonderfully made us to be his treasured possession and the carriers of his word. So, in other words, we are his temple. Therefore, God, in his steadfast love, predestined us to be adopted as his sons and daughters through Christ, in whom we receive the spirit of sonship, by which we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, co-heirs with Christ, children born not of natural descent, but born of God. Therefore, having the life and nature of God in us, by divine connection, compels us to walk in the Spirit and to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit, which is always here. And this is my checklist. So I remember one time Pastor asked to take them all down, and I said, if you do, please leave that one for me, for I check myself with that all the time. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, compassion, kindness, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, peace-loving, self-control. For this is how we are known as the children of the Most High God. The Bible says our righteous living must surpass that of the Pharisees and the teachers that was then, but in this time, it should surpass the people of this world. In addition to this, we are to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our Lord in all that we do and say. For as he is, so are we in this world. Not only are we God's children or his workmanship, but we are also created in Christ to do good works. And this is the topic that I'm going to speak on. And it's a good works which God already prepared in advance for us. In other words, we have been called to act out or perform the script that God had already prepared for us, which is unique and specific for each individual. God's calling will manifest in us as a passion or a burden, and is specific for a situation or for a season and at his own appointed time, as he did with Amos, Nehemiah, Ezra, Esther, and the rest. Being a chosen generation surely comes with a responsibility. And as the song that we just sang goes, we are a chosen generation, but called forth to show his excellence. How often do we overlook the called forth to show his excellence and jump onto who God says we are, what he says we have, and where he says we are at? This is all good and exciting. However, we are basically called into faithful and obedient relationship with God through Christ, who enables us to use our gifts and talent to serve him and to serve mankind. And this defines who we are, sons and daughters, priests and kings, sanctified, justified, and what we have love, light, anointing, power, and authority to do his work, and where we are heading to declare God's glory, honor, victory, and praises. So, we come to the works and the gift. Many a times, we hear the invitation or the feel of God's call on us, and we block it with not ready or not for me attitude and find excuses to just shake it off. Or sometimes we put somebody in our imagination who we think fits for the job description. Have you felt like that before? You are not alone. We all have. And I remember when Pastor Jerry called me to say, you are one of the intercessory people that I have prayed, and God has selected 10 of you to come to church on this day for the anointing service. I was like, what? Why me? So I specifically book appointment with him to explain why I am chosen. And Pastor Jerry looked at me. She said, Joyce, I have prayed and I have got these names, and you are one of them. I don't know why, but if you know why, it's because you are Isaac's wife. Everyone that God had called, including you and me, had felt inadequate in one way or the other to take up the mantle with boldness and step out in faith to do the good works that God had planned to accomplish through us. Jeremiah's assignment was to spiritually uproot, tear down, destroy, overthrow, and then to build and to plant. Wow, this is overwhelming. He obviously felt inadequate, saying, "Ah, Sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." Moses, in his call to lead the Jews out of Egypt, said to the Lord, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? I don't have all the answers. I am slow in speech." Gideon, in his call to save Israelites from the Midianites, said, "Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." Jonah, he simply threw in the towel and asked the Lord to take his life instead. He said, "Oh Lord, take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." And today, God is calling you and me. He's chosen blood-bought, Christ ambassadors, mighty men and women of valor to take up our positions in the kingdom business and produce those greater works that he promised for the plentiful harvest. And creation awaits eagerly for the manifestation of the children of God. So we have work to do. And now is the time. The Holy Spirit is saying today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. And Jesus said, "Many are called, but few are chosen." So, are you willing to be counted among the chosen? Is your response to God's calling going to be like Jonah, who executed his God-given assignment the hard way? Or are you going to willingly surrender to God like Isaiah, with humility, confidence, and absolute faith to say, "Here I am, send me"? God will never give up on you anyway, no matter how long it takes to get your attention. You may have your own plans, but his purposes always prevails. He will equip you by literally putting his words in your mouth, like he did Moses and Jeremiah, for that blueprint work that he has prepared for you to do for humanity, for your household, for your workplace, for your church, your community, and for your world. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and his will will never take you where his grace will not protect you. He will abide with you and lead you in the way that you should go to accomplish what he has already begun in you as a parent, as a homemaker. For it all begins from home, as we learned a couple of weeks ago from Pastor's preaching. God gave us our families and our jobs as gifts. And since he gives good and perfect gifts, everything that concerns us doesn't have a choice but to end up good and victorious to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. How to get the work done? We just have to keep confessing and testifying to what God's word says about the situation at hand. The answer to that puzzle always lies within us. So push hard. And the push is the capital P, U, and S. Push. Pray until something happens. For he watches over every word that he has spoken concerning our lives to fulfill it. So, brothers and sisters, let's step out with faith without compromise and selflessly use our gifts and passion for the good works of encouraging and serving one another with gladness, loving sincerely, living in harmony and at peace with everyone, praying faithfully, teaching diligently, and prophesying without any reservation. We have to practice hospitality and don't become weary in doing good. Give cheerfully, forgive as Christ forgave you, and always overcome evil with good. Lead with integrity and by example, and work as working for the Lord. Be the salt and light, and let your light so shine before men that they will glorify your Father in heaven. Confess God's unfailing promises. Keep filling the atmosphere with the truth. And even if you don't see things happening, keep saturating the clouds with your positive confession until the clouds are full to rain down God's victory on that disturbing situation and that problem which God has appointed you to solve. For as a holy seed of God, you will always be the stamp in the land which the gates of hell shall not prevail against. The Bible says that with God, all things are possible. And his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Therefore, we can do the good works through Christ who gives us the strength. He who supplies our needs is also able to do exceeding and abundantly to provide us for the work at hand. All I have said is from the Bible, and it looks like it's impossible, but I want to tell you that it's doable. And the apostles demonstrated such a tremendous prowess in their evangelical ministries. So we can. Paul with Silas and Timothy transformed people's lives with the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they did all this in Thessalonica. They consciously emulated Jesus with their personal lives and faithfully served the Lord and their fellow men without compromising their Christian values. As a result of this, the church in Thessalonica became a model in all the believers in Macedonia and all its surrounding areas. So we can. The church served faithfully with love and endurance. And I mean endurance because they were persecuted, but they still served. They served in hope and in Christ their Savior, and were commended by the apostles as being chosen. They were described by Paul as being the glory and the joy of the apostles. Are we going to be the glory and the joy of our new pastor and for our community? This reflects Jesus' parable of the faithful servants who were commended for their good works. So, in conclusion, we are all called, all of us here are called, with the mandate to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. The Bible says those who lead people to righteousness will shine like stars forever and ever. And how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news. So let us light up our world with our testimonies and with our God-given gifts and talent, trusting that God will accomplish the work that he started in us. For the crown awaits us with the inscription, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
We trust that you have been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you have heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.